do you continually bring that to the stage each night? Because there's a very big difference between doing, you know, one or two shows and doing a huge sling of them where you're going, okay, every night I have to bring this level to the people that have come along to watch.
Mm. It's a really good question. Because sometimes, to be honest, we're exhausted before.
Yeah, of course.
Like during the day, we're like, I think it was yesterday I said to my mum, I don't know how I'm going to get on stage tonight. But yeah. I did, and I did it. I think there's a bit of magic in it. I think that the music, the audience gives so much energy,
mm-hmm.
and that goes back out to them. It's like this sort of give and receive give and take. And I don't know what it is. Actually, when I start warming up my voice and my body, something kicks in as well. My mind just goes, okay, you're going to perform, so you have to just switch on. And because I've trained for so many years and I've been performing for so many years, I think there is a lot of muscle memory in there that goes, okay, you're on, you know, just you're switched on, don't fall asleep on the stage.
With so many different kind of arms to your performance outside of Rouge, when you're in Rouge and, you know, it's kind of this sensual show, is there something that clicks you into gear? Is it the costume? Is there a song that you use to kind of pump yourself up? Mm. Is it just seeing all those sexy bodies walking around you behind the stage?
Yeah, I think it's a group thing. I think we all kind of hype each other up a bit, and definitely the costume. I wear this amazing crown, and and to be honest, putting glitter on my face definitely gets me in the mood.
It never comes off.
It never, I mean, can you see it now?
Yes.
It never comes off, and anyone who's been in the vicinity of me in the last week has just glitter on their face. But I think, yeah, it is the costume, and as a group, we all just hype each other up. If someone's tired, we kind of slap them and go, come on, get up, wake up.
You must have a lot of trust within each other, considering the fact that you are nude and sort of in that vulnerable space of performing. You'd have each other's backs. You'd have such a tight bond going through something like this.
You said the word tight and then you paused. I didn't know where you were going.
Tight bonds.
I mean, there's lots of them.
There was, like, the producer, Eleanor Kirschbaum, who runs Gluttony as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing director as well, and we spent a lot of time in the first few weeks of rehearsals actually just doing intimacy work, which was really important because we'd never met each other before, none of us, and this is only in last year. So it was, she really has this very sensitive to how people are, and she never pushed us to do anything we weren't comfortable with, and it was a slow building to the point now where we're just like all totally loose, and she's like, okay, you can back off a bit. We're like, no, I want to kiss him, or I want to, you know. But it's she just had this really sensitive way of approaching it, which helped enormously with a group of people who had never met before. Like, some of them had worked together, but it really helped to be able to look in someone's eyes and touch them without going, oh, like, I'm married, you know. I'm the only one who's married, but everyone's got partners in the show. So also having that trust from our partners and, it's a big thing.
Rouge, it's a show not for kids and not to be missed. It's playing at the Peacock in Gluttony right until the 21st of March. Michaela Berger, can't wait to see it. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun. Thank you, guys. Thank you.